T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff is off today. We've got some big guests coming up a little bit later. Jimmy Watkins from Cleveland.com is going to join us at high noon. Tim May at 1 o'clock. And then we'll talk a little bit more Ohio State, Penn State as we get a little bit deeper into the show. Kind of a weird Friday with no quick predicts or two keys in a lock. I got to tell you, I feel empty.
I feel empty. Right. I feel like we needed a break.
I feel like
we needed to take five.
There was a part of me that was going to make an argument with you before the show that we should do quick predicts with Ohio State, Penn State tomorrow.
This Brown season has needed a break. We all needed the bye. This feels like, you know, when the 3-day weekend hits and we all look at each other and go, God, we needed this. That's what this feels like. This bye week feels like the 3-day weekend. God, we needed this.
That's a good point. I'll buy into that. This notion that Charles Robinson put out there about the Eagles offering or would be willing to, right? He didn't say it was a done deal. The Eagles aren't actually saying anything.
There is smoke from other executives.
Other executives saying that the Eagles would be willing to offer 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. First up, the easy part is, would you do that? And so far, we haven't heard anybody say no.
Yeah, it is funky. I would have thought we'd have a bunch of people calling and saying, no,
you guys out of your mind?
You don't trade Hall of Fame Garrett, players.
Come on.
Yeah.
No.
We're not in the business of trading Hall of Fame players, which is
maybe
a pretty
we
good
are.
Argument.
Maybe we are. So let's talk about the ramifications of this. Let's go both ways on it, right? Okay?
Okay.
They don't do it. Does that hang over Andrew Berry's head?
No. No, because it's perfectly understandable.
I keep going back and thinking about baseball trades. Like, you know, could have had Pedro Martinez if you traded Jared Wright. Is that what you're sitting on here? Look at that.
Right? No. Because I can't even blame him for the Jarrett Wright thing. Like, yes, 2020 being hindsight, yes, you could have done that. Like, we didn't think that Jarrett Wright would blow out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it looks differently now. You know, hindsight is always the benefit. But I could easily see them being like, dude, we're not trading Hall of Fame players in their prime. Like, I could easily see that being the idea behind them not making that move, and everybody going, okay, I kind of get it. In the same way we all looked at Joe Thomas here and said, we're not trading Hall of Fame players in their prime, and we went, okay, I get it.
Although they were at the tail end, they were willing to make a deal with him if he wanted it. Again,
thank goodness for that fax machine.
All right, take the – yeah.
Thank goodness for that fax machine.
Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with Miles.
Or was that just AJ McCarron?
Was just McCarron.
Well, and I think Joe Thomas also ran into a fax machine type of situation.
No, Joe said, don't do it. Joe asked if he wanted the trade to Denver.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the opportunity to get into the playoff hunt. Do you want to do it?
You're right.
Joe said no. So, Look at the other side. If he does pull the trigger, what does that mean for Andrew Berry? If it's even there to be pulled, let's be honest.
I believe it means that he might. Do you want him to be the one to orchestrate a rebuild? I'm so 50-50 on this.
Because
this last draft was really good. But the drafts before
I'm
that
more 40-60. I'm more 40-60. Sorry.
You are? Okay. Convince
the,
me.
The other part, here's the other part of it, the 60 part of it, that is, who are you bringing in? Yeah, it's so easy to sit here and say, well, let's get rid of Kevin Stefanski. Oh, let's get rid of Andrew Berry. Oh, let's do this. Like, and then you have to ask yourself on the other side, like, who's coming in?
It's front office executives. So you're always like, I don't know how many people are calling up the sports talk radio station.
I mean, if it was me, the front office executive. Telling you, if it was me, Dorsey would have never left. Dorsey would have still been here.
The Freddie Kitchens hire was, yeah. I would have liked to have seen him do one more after the Freddie Kitchens hire because that was a clunker. But at least they realized that was a clunker. I love what the Colts have done with the way that they've built. I am somebody who builds the entire roster and then drops the quarterback in because I think that's a more foolproof scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thinking goes closer to what the Colts did. So whoever the number two is behind Chris Ballard might be somebody I would circle. I mean, of course, that Niners tree, I got a feeling, is pretty thin. I think the Les Snead trade is probably with the Rams. I think that's pretty thin at this point, too. That would be somebody I would look at. I don't want anybody from Green Bay.
The problem with letting guys go, like, why didn't Chud get another year, right? Like, I'm not trying to go back to 2013 for a second, but I will. And they let Chud go. I know it was a 4-12 season, right? But they let him go, and then they had no plan. And, you know, they brought in Mike Pettine, and all we ever heard about was Banner and Lombardi arguing left and right about what to do next.
But
right?
I always felt like
I think Jimmy was looking around going, why did I hire both of these guys?
While we're down memory lane here, you were in the middle of this. I was on the outside looking in at that point.
Okay.
I always thought Chud was hired because they were intrigued by bringing in Norv Turner and Ray Horton. I always thought that had more to do with it than Chud itself. Is that an accurate analysis or am I off base?
I maybe they just didn't know what they wanted to do after Pat. Again, I don't know. I like Chud. I thought Chud, but who knows? Who was around to even know if you like Chud or not? They didn't really give him a chance. I think everyone was floored when they let him go at the end of the season. I mean, he got 1 year. And it's not about whether Chud.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It was good or not, it's the fact that they had no plan and no organization to figure out what they wanted to do for a head coach because they got left at the altar. And when it was all said and done, Mike Pettine was the last man standing. And Mike was the guy that said yes to the job. I mean, they bridesmaid out on that probably 4 or 5 times. Guys say, yeah, that's all right. I'm going to pass. Who passes on NFL head coaching jobs? Yep, but somehow, some way, they're like, oh, okay, and we got Mike Pettine. That's how that worked out.
A little bit of news. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The Jaguars are placing wide receiver cornerback Travis Hunter on IR because of a knee injury suffered in practice on Thursday. Ooh. Liam Cohen says.
Yesterday? Mm-hmm. So he's done for at least 4 weeks. So
at least 4 weeks, Travis Hunter will be out for the Jags.
Wow. Yeah. All right, so now does that make you feel better about the trade?
Oh, I don't want people getting hurt.
I don't want people getting hurt either. But
I'm not looking at that yet.
No, that's going to mess up some fantasy teams, huh?
Well, that for sure it will. Maybe hopefully Brian Thomas can start catching balls for him.
Hmm. So let me circle back, because I know we're talking about the coaching thing. But, you know, with Andrew Berry, if he would choose to pull the trigger on this, what does that mean for his impact on the organization?
My guess would be he'd have to have some kind of assurance, right? Because you don't make a move like that unless you get some kind of assurance. Like,
I don't know, man. The owner walks down the general manager's office and says, make that move. You're making the move or you're fired. I don't know if there's any other. If the owner comes down and says, go get me Deshaun Watson, you go get him Deshaun Watson. Right. If the owner comes downstairs and says, Andrew, this is an opportunity to rebuild the franchise and the organizations. I'm signing the checks around here. Make the deal. I love Miles, but let's let him go. And then you're Andrew, you got a choice. You're like, well, am I going to sit here and listen to somebody who doesn't have the same background as me but just writes the checks? Yep, going to do it. You know, again, he'd be sitting on the mountain of, I traded Myles Garrett and I also traded for Deshaun Watson. That's his legacy, his history.
Yep.
If he pulled the deal on a deal like Charles Robinson saying.
Well, and not to mention, then you got to, you know, if you want to be a GM again in this league, you're going to have to sit there and answer the questions as to why it happened.
Well, then you have to wonder, will they give him a pass because of where he was, if it doesn't work and how it happened? And again, if you're an owner and you walk down to the general manager's office and say,
exactly,
do this, I think most teams know what's going on.
Exactly.
Do I think Andrew would land in somebody else's front office?
Probably.
As an assistant quickly? Yes.
Probably.
Or maybe if something else was open. I mean, you just never know.
The other one I would look to maybe for front office would be Seattle. Seattle turned that thing around pretty quick, too. That'd be another one I'd look to.
Everybody turns it around quickly. We're the only ones that don't.
Well, I mean, Washington was down in the dumps for a good period of time.
Guess what? Well, they figured it out.
The Giants are still out in the wilderness.
It's New York.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
You got other options. You can be miserable with the Jets or be miserable with the Giants.
I mean, the Jets are wandering in the wilderness, too.
Ooh, let's do this one. Jim's in Philly. Jim, you want to do that deal? You're willing to give up three picks?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little perspective. I pulled up your show on Odyssey.
Cool.
And,
good job.
I like your show. It's a great show. I listened last half hour, 20 minutes. I don't know the whole perspective of your front office except for what you guys have been saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really get into that, and I understand what you're saying, but I thought you'd like to hear the Philly side of it, and I've been listening since yesterday when this broke out of Philly.
Sure.
So the overwhelmingly, the giving three first-round picks, people would do it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Myles Garrett's looked at in Philly. Everybody agrees, best end in football. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. They're saying he's like the next Reggie White, and you know how big that was in Philly?
Yeah, they're saying he's
the Philly.
Yep.
You know, just as good. Now, the dynamic in Philly is we've got two issues. You've got Jalen Carter and A.J. Brown.
Right.
Contract coming up for both. A.J. Brown's been a little bit of a problem the last couple of weeks. Different tweets saying stuff out. He's not making people love him again, for sure. Jalen Carter didn't come into camp in shape. He's having an okay year. Is he getting a huge contract next year before his third year? Are they going to offer him, you know, $40 million like they did Myles Garrett? People are saying no. They're going to hold off and wait to see what he does. They're not going to do it a year ahead of time. So, and there's no way. I heard you one caller say, well, they would want somebody like Jalen Carter and two picks. That there's no way that's happening. They're purely looking at this like, hey, we can go after a second Super Bowl in a row because of Myles Garrett. People feel like 100% that would be why he would be brought in. And he's 20. I believe you guys said he's 29 now. Is that right?
Yeah.
28, okay. 20, so 29, he's got 5 years on the contract. So that's a lot of money, but they think he's worth it. That's the opinion I'm hearing in Philly. So I just wanted to listen to hear what you guys were thinking. It was interesting to take, you know, you guys definitely could rebuild with the picks, but it would also in the future, it's going to hurt. It would actually hurt Philly with some of the contracts signings that have Cooper, DeGene, and Mitchell coming up.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the perspective.
Yep. God, DeGene and Mitchell are so good.
Yeah, he'll be 30 next month, man. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting. I want to take him the other way.
I was going to say, it's always right around
I'm like,
Christmas.
I know he's got a birthday coming up. Yeah, him and LeBron are always around the same time.
Yeah. So, I agree with him. They wouldn't put that. It's part of the reason, like, you could daydream and go maybe Jalen Carter, but they're not going to put him in there because they think they can win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years. And it's one of those, they're probably looking around going, man, if we walk out of this run with 2 to 3 Super Bowls, I think our fans will get over not having those picks.
Miles also would have to agree to this. That's the other part of it. What would that mean with, you know, Miles' legacy of being a Cleveland Brown? Does that matter? Because there's no Super Bowl that goes with it. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.